KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. And we are this afternoon with attorney Alex Krecha. He's also a sponsor of the ministry at KLYT. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're going to have kind of a fun time today. So I'm going to attempt to do something that people hear on television all the time. You hear these advertisements for drugs like Enbrel. And then as soon as the commercial is over, you hear it say, Enbrel is a medicine that affects your immune system. Enbrel can lower the ability of immune system to fight infections. Serious infections have happened in patients taking Enbrel. These infections include tuberculosis and infections caused by virus, fungi, or bacteria that have spread throughout the body. Some patients have died from these infections. That's how you hear it, but you never really read it
right. And
think about it. And when you read these things and the side effects, and here's the other thing that they do. If you read them closely, you're just going, why would I take this medicine? But the thing that I noticed preparing for the show is that they're always saying, always consult your physician. Disclose any medications you're taking. And to me, it's like, all right, you've disclosed all the bad things that can happen to you if you take this, and we're now going to blame it on your physician if they prescribe this for you anyway. I want you to tell us about the legal implications and that we're going to talk about today, Alex.
All right. Well, I have to give my own disclaimer.
Yes.
But I won't do it in that fast voice. I'm overseen by the State Bar of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I have a license to practice law in New Mexico, and so I can't be giving legal advice. So everything I'm saying here today is just my opinion.
Sure.
If you need legal advice, I would say go contact an attorney of your choice. That can be me. That can be anybody. But for today, we're going to have a nice little talk about just the FDA and advertising and conflicts of interest and those kind of things.
Yeah, to me, it's just fascinating. And you said something to me that was profound already today off the air. And that is, I have a daughter who's a type 1 diabetic. And I was reading some research about how much it costs to actually produce a vial of insulin, which is less than $2. But it costs anyone who wants to buy one $150. And you mentioned in Canada, you can go buy that for $12. Or in Mexico, you can buy it for $8.
A fraction of what it would cost here.
And to me, it's almost like extortion. We're capitalistic. We're all of those different things. Capitalism should drive down the prices if there's market competition and all those kinds of things. But in some ways, a lot of these pharmaceuticals have a monopoly. And they're the only show in town, and they can charge what they want. And so I don't know. I have all about letting people make a profit, be blessed. I want them to take care of their families and all of these different things. But if a product costs you $100 or $2 and you're charging $150, there's a discrepancy there. And so we're not going to talk about the finances today. We're going to talk about the legal implications. And I'm fascinated with how many of these disclosures. You probably have heard the commercial for Ozempic, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm bringing these up because I think it's crazy. It says, their disclaimer say, possible thyroid tumors, including cancer, are possible side effects of taking this drug. Tell your healthcare provider if you get a lump or swelling in your neck, hoarseness, trouble swallowing, or shortness of breath. These may be symptoms of thyroid cancer. In studies with rodents, Ozempic and medicines that work like Ozempic cause thyroid tumors, including cancer. It is unknown if Ozempic will cause thyroid tumors or type of thyroid cancer called medullary thyroid carcinoma. I read this and I'm just, what is the risk? What is the balance, Alex? I don't get it.
You know, it seems to me that obviously they are in the business to sell these drugs. Mm. And we're one of only two countries, as far as I know, New Zealand being the other, where the drug companies can advertise directly to potential patients. And in other countries, they go to the doctors. Mm-hmm. They go to the people that are highly trained and educated and have spent countless years of their life to learn about these things. You know, I certainly don't know anything about pharmaceutical jargon or, you know, the science behind creating these drugs, but yet we're being on a daily basis hit with advertisement after advertisement. And so the real question I feel for people that are watching these TV shows, I mean, I'm going to tell you sometimes I watch them and go, geez, do I have that problem? Do I need to go see my doctor? I mean, is that something that's meant to happen? The hypochondria act in us? But the question to me is from my professional standpoint is, what are they shielding themselves from? Like you said just a moment ago that it seems like they tell you to go to your doctor and then they're going to want to put all the blame on your doctor.
Yes.
But I don't think this is a shield for them.
No.
I mean, look at Zantac. They pulled Zantac off the market not that long ago because there's some cancers associated with it. They never warned anybody of the potentials for those cancers. So I don't think these warnings necessarily provide them with a shield. But I do think it is a way for them to say buyer beware. And the question here is, how far do they go in telling you what the potential dangers really are? Like you said, you get the long, nice ad with a jingle and the Ozempic ad. And then at the end, you get the quick may cause all these things. And I remember, I don't even know how many years ago, Saturday Night Live had a skit with one of these drugs. And I don't know if you remember it, but it was a fake drug they made up. And at the end they said, you know, may cause hot dog fingers, as a symptom, you know, it's made up all these crazy symptoms. So, I mean, it was funny then, but now here's the thing. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. A lot of people, you were talking about type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
And you'll die if you don't get that insulin, right?
That's right.
So you're going to pay to get it.
Well, I think back to the Affordable Care Act. Most people know it as Obamacare. And I didn't think it was a bad idea, even though I'm a Republican. I didn't think it was a bad idea for everybody to have health care. Now, I knew the actuarials were going to raise health care costs, which is exactly what happened. My family of seven, our premiums went from $450 a month to $1,600 a month. So that was a lot of money, and that was very difficult. And I'm not sure today, I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm not sure there's more people that can afford it now than could then. So I'm not sure we've achieved. But when I look at it, I look at the expenses. I look at what people are charging. I'll give you another example. A guy that I've known a long time had a medical supply business here locally. He has since sold it. So I had an injured ankle. This was maybe 15 years ago. And I get put into a boot. So one day, 10 days after my treatment, my ankle, you know, was healing up. I'm in this boot. And I notice on my bill that they actually charge $350 for this basic plastic boot with Velcro straps on to keep my ankle stable while it was healing. So I Googled it. I Googled the brand and everything else because I had this bill for $350. Now, I only had to pay a copay of $20, but my insurance company paid the other $330. I could have bought that boot online, brand new, from 10 different vendors for $75. So I called my friend. Now, this is a guy that I had known for a really long time. He got mad at me because I asked him the question. I said, why are you – this boot couldn't have cost $15 to produce. Even a $75 charge is a lot. So he listed things. Oh, well, I have to cover insurance and liability and all these different things.
Advertising.
Yeah. Is the liability so great for all of this stuff that it justifies these exorbitant prices?
I don't see how a boot could have that much liability.
No, I couldn't either.
I think sometimes that liability is used as an excuse to justify things, you know, and,
it's just that you attorneys are so expensive. I'm teasing you.
Yeah, no, but I do sometimes think it's an excuse. Other times it's valid. But in the grand scheme of things, you're not hearing every day about big verdicts coming out of our courts. That's not an everyday occurrence or multiple ones, right? But when we do hear about them, we give them a lot of attention. It's just like we were talking about police officers the other day. How many hundreds of thousands of stops are made every day in this country.
With no incident.
With no incident. Yeah. But we only hear about the ones where there is an incident. Is that the media? I mean, who's doing that? Yeah. I mean, are we living in a society where they want to keep us afraid, keep us on our heels? And for what purpose? You know, and you and I were talking about who's going to fix this and who's going to tackle this problem. And it's, I certainly can't do it by myself. Mm-hmm. You can't do it by yourself. Maybe collectively we can. But, like, you know, who's going to speak for us?
Here's what I think. I think that our Creator has given us the means to solve the problem. But it's us. It's like, for example, I have a guest on the show frequently, Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He's the founder of Gospel for Asia. They have this amazing ministry throughout India, and they are feeding hundreds, if not millions of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. Starvation is more prevalent than COVID, but COVID has exacerbated the problem. So I talked with KP. I said, are you mad at God because we don't have enough food? He said, Jim, we have enough food. We have enough food in this world to feed every single body and feed them well. God's given us what we need. We just don't take care of those resources and distribute them the way that we should. So I, you know, it gets back to what you just said about the hundreds of thousands of public contacts that police officers have. Well, when you look at the percentage of the numbers of contacts they have that are handled well, compared to, say, the shootings, the wrongful shootings. Now, one person dying, like a George Floyd, even though George Floyd was committing a crime, he shouldn't have been killed. The way that was
handled. We don't want our police officers killing people.
No.
And that's frightening.
But when you look at all the attention that the media gave to that, mm-hmm. and you look at the, like, let's say, for example, that I go to Skip Heitzig, the pastor of Calvary Church, and there was some data available for, gee, how many people are sinning in the church even after they listen to your sermons? Well, Skip would look at you and go, well, I can give you a 100% accurate statement. Every single one of us. We're all flawed. We all have issues. You know, I've heard a couple of black pastors talking about the civil rights issues of the last year, and they've said, we have a sin problem, not a skin problem. It's just people. And so I look at what I believe is greed, and then I look at us trying to wade through the noise of the advertising and everything else that we see for all these different medications. So let me ask you, what does it even mean legally when a product has FDA approval?
Well, the FDA is, you know, a governmental agency, and we all have our opinions on the efficiencies and efficacies of those, and they're deeply flawed. I mean, I constantly remind myself we live in a country of 370 million people. It's a lot of people, mm-hmm. a lot of different ideas about how things should be done. But in theory, the FDA is supposed to protect us. Mm. You know, if you go back to the Wild West, the 1800s, you had snake oil salesmen, right, who would come around and claim that they could cure all your ailments if you just drank this tonic. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a load of malarkey, so to speak. You know, it wasn't a true thing. And can you imagine the kind of things that we would be sold if we didn't have the FDA?
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's not controlled by the FDA are vitamins and supplements.
Yeah, and supplements. And right? We have a zillion of those. There's a lot of noise
right.
around all of those products.
Right. And I think that's an example of where the market does provide some protection, the free market that you were talking about. Because mm-hmm. obviously, if you're a legitimate businessman and you're not a snake oil salesman, you don't want your product to make people sick. Because that's going to end your business. Mm. But not everybody's like that. You know, we were talking about sin just a moment ago. Perfect is not a thing. Mm. There are people who have malintention in their heart.
Yes. And evil is
evil
definitely
in their
real.
Heart. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's always two sides to every coin. There's good, there's bad. And there are going to be people who have evil intent and want to sell you that snake oil. And is it going to make you sick? So the FDA in theory is supposed to protect us from those things.
Yeah.
And they're not perfect. Again,
yeah.
You said we're all human and
well, you've already represented a good example that they are protecting us in some areas.
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
As best they can.
So let's say that, well, I'm going to ask you this when we come back. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what should we even ask a doctor about the medication they're prescribing as consumers and patients. And we are with Alex Krecha. He is a local attorney, personal injury attorney in Albuquerque, New Mexico. His phone number is 505-819-3677. In our second segment, we're going to talk to Alex about the process that you go through when you call an attorney and kind of what that looks like to say whether or not you have a legitimate case or not. Alex Krecha with us. We'll be right back.
Calvary Christian School is now accepting kindergarten through second grade student applications for the fall 21-22 school year. With a strong Christ-based foundation, Calvary Christian School desires to partner with families to grow children in the love of Christ, mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially. The goal is for attendees to be the best taught and best loved students in Albuquerque. Handbook, calendar, and enrollment packet information are available at calvarychurchpreschool.com.
We're called to share our faith, but too often, we lack the confidence. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association can help. The Christian Life and Witness Course. This 3-hour class can strengthen you as a Christian and give you confidence in sharing the gospel with others. This class is a lead-in to the Franklin Graham Route 66 God Loves You Tour coming this fall. And it's free. The Christian Life and Witness Course. Dates, locations, and more information are at GodLovesYouTour.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Attorney Alex Krecha in studio with us. Alex is a supporter of the ministry of KLYT Radio. He's been a supporter of our show, ABQ Connect, for some time, about a year, I think. Alex, what do you think?
Getting close to that.
Yeah. And I appreciate you giving us this insight. So let's say that you go to the doctors and you're prescribed something. And you may have heard the television disclaimer or the radio disclaimer read about, you know, Mach 2, so you can't really understand what it says. But then you're going to get this little sheet that says, you know, symptoms, side effects, et cetera. Read that first.
You know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't give any medical advice. But, you know, it just seems to me the common sense thing is to ask your doctor what they really know about this medication to explain to you what really are my risks. Because when you pull out that little pamphlet that comes with the medication, it's detailed. I mean, the font on it is so small, you need a magnifying glass to read it. And then when you're reading it, it might as well be in Greek. So, you know, obviously we're not trained the way a doctor's trained. Mm-hmm. I think a pharmacist is probably going to be someone who, you know, when you go to pick up your medication at Walgreens or Walmart or Target or your local pharmacy, you know, hopefully supporting some local businesses as well. Maybe you ask the questions there. Yeah. I think pharmacists, a lot of people don't realize just how well trained pharmacists are and how hard pharmacy school is and how, you know, it's tough. And so
it's not unreasonable then. A doctor prescribes you a medicine. Then you go to Walgreens, to your pharmacist or Costco or wherever else you go. And you ask the pharmacist about what you're talking about. And after that discussion, it's not unreasonable to call your doctor back and go, I don't want to take this.
Well, you're going to get, and this is something that we see in the law, is medical malpractice claims where a prescription is written for you and you go and fill it, but you're already taking another drug that's contraindicated. So now you're combining two things that when you put them both in your system act as a poison. We see those types of claims, right? And so doctors are not perfect. We're talking about how we're all humans and we're all infallible and we can make mistakes and doctors make mistakes too. We just want better. We're not asking for perfect. We're asking for you to do your job, right? If your plumber comes over to your house and you have a leaky faucet and your plumber fixes the leaky faucet and leaves 10 minutes later, it starts leaking again. He's human. He's infallible. So, or he's made a mistake, you're going to call him to come back. It's a little different when it's your own body and it's life and death potentially. So again, doctors, they're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think we have to, in our world, doctors are very busy.
Yes.
You know, you're lucky if you get 5 or 10 minutes with your doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you'd go to your doctor and you sit down and have a conversation and you'd feel like you were talking to a friend. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, in our state, we don't have enough doctors.
Are you seeing an increase in medical malpractice claims and things because we don't have enough doctors?
You know, what I'm hearing is that the quality of our doctors is going down. Mm. That, and again, it's hearing, it's unsubstantiated, but, you know, it's
hard. I'm going to give you a prime example.
Yeah.
I've got a good friend. Well, actually, one of my coaches at the University of New Mexico, his son was probably making $110,000, $120,000 a year, working 8 days a week to emphasize a point, you know, rarely had a day off and this and that, anesthesiologist.
Oh, yeah.
He was recruited by a hospital in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They paid him 4 times what he was getting paid here and only had to work 4 days a week. I mean, that's the kind of thing that's happening.
Why would you stay, right?
Yeah, I mean, people are recruiting people away from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alarm button, and that right. was some years ago. And I've heard that it's, you know, it's
and we're still
worse.
Seeing that.
Yeah.
And so there's your free market again, yeah. right? If you're a doctor and you can go make 3 or 4 times in another place and work fewer hours,
with lesser cost of living.
Yeah, it's you know I. Fixing these problems, I don't know how we do it. It's not within my world. But I'll tell you this, to protect yourself, ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions. And that's tough.
Take us through what happens to somebody when they feel like they've been injured. Maybe it's a drug. Maybe it's a slip and fall. Maybe it's a car accident. Anything. What is the process they go through when they call your office?
Sure. So they'll call us. They'll speak to a client intake specialist, and we'll get some basic facts. If it's something that we feel that we can help you on, we'll set up a consultation. With, you know, the coronavirus happening, we were doing everything either telephonically or via Zoom. Mm-hmm. We've now resumed seeing people face to face, which is great. I don't like to represent people without knowing them.
Yes.
You know, I want to make sure that the people I represent are genuinely injured. They're not.
And you're
faking.
Again talking about our human nature, again, flawed.
Right.
There's people that want to take advantage of the system from that side as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's my job as an attorney to weed those people out and send them on their way. I want to help people that need help. I don't want to represent someone who's a snake oil salesman.
Mm-hmm.
So when we interview, you come to for a consultation, you're interviewing me, but I'm also interviewing you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that you're honest. I want to see that you're bringing documentation with you to prove what happened to you. And I want to see that we are going to be on the same page. Because we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure when you hire a lawyer that you're hiring someone who's actually going to be there for you. You're not hiring someone out of state. You're not hiring just a mill that just runs thousands of cases a year and you're never going to talk to the lawyer. You're never going to get the service that you should get, that you deserve. You're not going to be treated fairly. So I want to meet you and I want to get to know you. Because that's my job, to help you.
And you also coach people on things that, like, for example, let's say that you were in a car accident with a big truck. There's some things that people can go to your website and things that you can coach them on. You've even written a little book about how to make sure that you're preparing your case.
Well, you want to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to remember that there's two sides. There's you and then there's a trucking company and there's an insurance company with a trucking company as well. And you can bet that the second there's a trucking accident, they're sending out their investigators, take photographs. They're keeping the black box. You know, these trucks have electronic boxes in them now that log how fast they're going, their GPS coordinates, all kinds of other things, how much braking was involved. That's, you know, the technology that we have now is pretty impressive. So, you need to be protecting yourself. Now, that's hard to do if you're in an ambulance heading mm-hmm. in a helicopter from, say, Roswell to UNM to get, hopefully have your life saved. That's hard to do, but you need to, again, ask questions when you're hiring your lawyers, because it is David versus Goliath in every sense of that story of where we are. So you need to hire someone that's going to fight for you, that's going to get to know you, not some out-of-state, fly-by-night so guy with a jingle, you know?
Yeah, what's the insurance company's job that's defending the doctor or is defending the trucking company? What's their job?
Well, insurance companies are for-profit companies. And there's, and as we've talked about, there is nothing wrong about making money,
right?
But there's a moral and ethical way to do it, and there's an immoral and unethical way to do it. And sometimes you'll see insurance companies, they'll deny claims. They'll make it really hard for you to get reimbursed for the things that you should be reimbursed for. And they know that most people will just go away. Mm. Because we're very busy, right, in this modern world and in our society. We have jobs, we have families, we have children, we have obligations outside of those to ourselves. You know, we're responsible for so many other things and so many other people. And if roadblock after roadblock is thrown up in front of you, most people will quit. Hmm. Now, I think if you're seriously injured and you really are injured, you need to fight for yourself. Because you're not just fighting for yourself, you're fighting for your family. Mm-hmm. You're fighting for your loved ones. If you've lost your job because you couldn't go into work because somebody else ran a stop sign and T-boned you, that's not your fault. But yet you're the one suffering the consequences. Your loved ones are suffering the consequences. The stresses that come from those things. Just not only healing your body, but also the financial stresses. So the insurance companies know that if they keep putting up roadblocks, a lot of people will quit.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll offer you a check early.
Right.
And it's difficult for people to turn that down because they don't really realize how expensive and how this could affect them for, say, the next 10 years or even their entire life.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that you can come back and go back to the insurance company and say, okay, well, now I need surgery. And the insurance company is going to say, no, we paid you already. We paid you your $1,200, but I need a $50,000 surgery. Well, good luck to you. You're done. So again, we all live in the systems that we live in, right? The worlds that we live in. We all have our training. We all, you know, whether we're carpenters or we're electricians or accountants or lawyers or doctors, right? And you leave that world that you're very comfortable in and that you're trained in, salespeople, and you go into another world. Now you need some help. You need some guidance. You know, you can't do everything alone in this world.
Yeah. Amen. Alex Krecha is the owner of the Krecha Law Firm. He's in partnership with his wife, Sarah. One of these days, we've got to get Sarah over here. You told me she's shy, though.
Absolutely.
There you go. Alex, thank you so much for talking to us today. And this is a topic it sounds like we should have had an hour for.
Well, you know, probably. We could probably do hours of hours upon it. I don't know that that it would change anything other than, you know, don't do these things alone. Don't go it alone.
Yeah.
Fight for yourself as best as you can.
The phone number to the Krecha Law Firm is 505-819-3677. And they're available for consultations. And Alex, you're gracious to tell us how, you know, what we should ask all attorneys as we're considering getting legal help. So thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Jim.